After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hey, honey, it's me.
An inmate at a correctional... Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hi, honey, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, did you have a good day?
Something stressful today. I went to a funeral, and... That was pretty sad.
Yeah, it was. What else?
I am... Gave me $20 to put on your account, and I stopped and put it on when we went through.
Oh, that's nice.
But you don't have to use it to call her. But...
It's nice of her.
Mm-hmm. She thinks she's going to pass on Kiro right now.
She's what?
Not going to take Kiro right now.
Okay.
She's worked much.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. What'd you say? She works too much?
That's what she said.
Yeah. What else?
Talk to Lola.
Yeah?
She's going to be there on the 13th. She planned on it, but she's going to know right away.
Good.
And I lost messages for Tiffany, another one for Tim, and Laura. I paid the water bill that I'll take today, and Mary and Amy were in there.
Yeah, how are they doing?
All right. Well, Amelia, she went up to Amelia, Amy did. And give Mommy a hug, and Amelia had her hands in her coat pocket, and her eyes got real big. And she's looking like, I don't know who you are. She goes, do you remember me? She goes, no.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'm tired, I know. From my perspective now.
Yeah.
What do I need to say?
Nothing really. She just... We said hi, I walked through the line, and then we left, and then she posted on my Facebook, thanks for helping me see the kids today, and it was just Malia and Amelia and Jack, so...
Did she get to see the three of them?
Yeah.
What, Amelia?
Oh, she gave her a hug.
That might cause some emotional problems. Mm-hmm. I just mentioned it to Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Mariah's been calling her Amy and hasn't been calling her Mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Mariah's getting to that age and it's tough. It's tough even the way you look at it.
Yeah.
How are they all doing?
Pretty good. I think I'm looking forward to... Christmas break, one of them.
Yeah. What day did
Robert
get out?
The 19th is their last day.
Yeah.
Robert stayed home today. He had
headaches, yeah.
Migraines. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had one today. He slept all day long. Went to bed at 7 o'clock tonight. He went to bed at 7 o'clock last night.
I want to see how he feels in the morning.
Yep. He said Michael looked up to you.
Yeah. It was just really hard to take for me. I just couldn't believe it.
It was worse there because all those Marine buddies were sitting, like, right in front of us. Mm-hmm. They were bawling. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. How's Angela taking it? Was Daniel there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in the military, right?
Yeah, he's in the Army, though, I think.
Yeah, he was a pallbearer.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be a pallbearer for my brothers. My buddy, and even not my brother. Was his mother, Roberta, there?
Yeah, but I don't know who she was.
Was there a stocky dad kind of big there? What?
They tried to start a little fight because the pastor or whoever was kept saying Jack and whatever his wife's name is.
Yeah.
Pray for them and not never said anything about her.
Yeah.
Is she dark haired?
Yep. She probably looks a little rough.
There was this big guy. He almost looked Indian.
Maybe it's Dan.
He has long dark hair.
Maybe walk with a little limp. Like a bad knee, maybe heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Dan. That's Daniel's real dad. But not Michael's.
Oh well, she was crying on his shoulder, so I assumed she was.
But Dan kind of raised Michael, though.
Okay.
All of them, you know, until they went to foster care and stuff. But
she was wild. Did you know they're his biological parents or something?
Yeah, I knew who they were.
I told Angie that you wouldn't want to be there, but she said, I understand. I know you would have too.
It's too bad.
Does Stephanie come today?
Nope.
I think she's waiting for me to sign papers, and I don't want to sign them.
What are they?
Divorce. Told her I had a funeral today.
Yeah. She said that's the only way.
Her and Carrie will say it's the best. I guess I talked to my mom and about it a little and I said, well, what about with the church? It's not really that you are if you don't get annulled, right? But not in the church's eyes.
Not the church's eyes what?
You wouldn't be if you didn't get it annulled. You'd be married. So we'd have to go through a whole process with the church if we really wanted to.
But you, how
can I don't think anything's up to me anymore. I don't. I think the whole thing is a joke.
Do whatever they say, but I just can't believe that they would say that. I mean, I don't know.
I feel scary today. I can't do it.
Huh?
I feel scary today. I can't.
What'd she say?
I don't think he can either.
What'd she say?
I think both of them are telling me to, but because it's us, and that's what's going to keep my kids with me for sure, and it's
hard. Can you hold off on that part of it for right now?
I was going to make a switch if you go somewhere.
Say that again?
On the 13th or whatever, they're going to make a... Because if you're gone, they're not going to... I don't know. She said something about it's too hard to get signatures and...
Yeah.
I just thought, well, maybe you can sign it, and I won't sign it unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah, there we go. That would be fine.
But then she could have your signature.
Yeah.
I just look over them, and she gets you to sign them, and then they're just sitting there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want. I mean, I don't.
No, I'll sign them. And then we'll just see what they say at court, and if it has to be, then we'll just do whatever they say.
Yeah. I just think that will help. If we did it, that would help you with the assets too, because you wouldn't have any.
Yeah. But you can still sign for me if I sign power attorney bill, right?
Right. Whether we are together or not, I still would have power attorney over you. Like my parents have power of attorney over it too.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep praying.
Okay.
That's all I can do. So that's just what I'll do.
Josie won't leave though, Mystic very far.
Say that again?
Josie won't leave Mystic very far away from her.
Oh, yeah? Is she pretty big?
Yeah. She's up to Mystic's shoulders.
Yeah.
Probably taller.
She comes out to you and stuff?
No, she's pretty scared. She probably would if I went out there and really tried, but the kids went out there all excited, so and she's like, what the hell is going on? All three kids are laying here tonight.
What's that?
All three kids are laying here with me tonight.
Sleeping?
Matthew had to go lay in his crib for a while and cry, and then he came back and he laid down and he was fine. I know he was tired, but he just went up to sit for long enough to fall asleep. He called about his surgery today.
Mm-hmm.
We're all set up for that. Poor guy can't eat anything after midnight.
When is the day? Is it Friday?
Friday.
Yep. So much on my mind.
Huh?
So much on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I love you and I miss you.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
That was cool. I miss you a lot.
Yeah, I miss the kids a lot.
I miss you too, Landon. Tell them you love them. I'm supposed to ask you if you get fruit from there.
Yep, I get fruit every day.
Like good fresh fruit?
I get an apple or an orange or a banana every day. And we get canned food every day, too.
And I asked if you got raspberries.
No, we don't get raspberries.
I told him, probably not. He probably gets, like, orange juice instead of oranges.
I do get orange juice in the morning. Orange or fruit. And at dinner, we get fruit. But it's in a can, normally. Sometimes we get pudding or something.
Fresh vegetables, you know.
Sometimes. We have a salad, but mostly it's like green beans or peas.
This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Corn, stuff like that. I tell them I'm doing good, and I think about them every day. Have you talked to Derry yet?
No, I'm going to call tomorrow. I
have only wrote one letter to him. It's pretty short and brief, but hang up on us, so just tell her just what we just talked about, while signing it and stuff, and I'll just do whatever for now, and we'll just go from there. I hate my life's been taken away from me, but I love you and miss you.
I love you too.
Love the kids to the moon and back. Tell them that.
I will.
I want to squeeze in your heart and tell them how much I love them.
I'll squeeze them.
All right, I love you. Kiss them all on the forehead for me and squeeze them. I love them to the moon and back. I love you.
I love you.
Bye.